Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Anthony and I'm one of the mission staff members here at Damascus, where we're working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Today we're going to be reflecting on a reading from the book of Ezekiel chapter 47. And the little heading on this chapter says, Water Flowing from the Temple. And it reads this. Then he brought me back to the door of the temple, and behold, water was issuing from below the threshold of the temple toward the east. And the water was flowing down from below the right side of the threshold of the temple, south of the altar. Then he brought me out of the way of the north gate, and led me round on the outside to the outer gate that faces toward the east. And the water was coming out on the right side. And he said to me, this water flows toward the eastern region and goes down into the Arabah. And when it enters the stagnant waters of the sea, the water will become fresh. And wherever the river goes, every living creature which swarms will live. And there will be very many fish, for this water goes there, that the waters of the sea may become fresh. So everything will live where the water goes. And on the banks on both sides of the river, they will grow all kinds of trees for food. Their leaves will not wither, nor their fruit fail, but they will bear fresh fruit every month because the water for them flows from the sanctuary. Their fruit will be for food and their leaves for healing. I think what's really interesting about this verse is in my head, I'm picturing like the kingdom of God. Like if God was giving us a tour of his place, that this would be just one of the amazing, beautiful aspects of the kingdom of heaven. That there's this consistent stream of water flowing and bringing life to all things. And then as I'm thinking about this in my own life, I'm seeing how that God has a river of life that he wants to flow into me, into my situations, into my relationships, into my troubles, into my circumstances, into my concerns, into my worries, so that those two can be brought to life. And I think so much of the time what I do and what many of us can do is while we have an intellectual knowledge that God has a desire to flow into our lives with life-giving water, whatever that may be, whether that's financial provision, it's promotions, it's relationship healing, it's seeing our friends and family come to the Lord. Like he wants these things more than we do for us. Like he wants us to live a life of abundance more than we want to live a life of abundance. He wants our friends and family to know him more than we want them to know him. But so frequently, instead of letting the living water of God flow into our lives and into these places, we try to pull some sort of agricultural move and try to do it all ourselves. Instead of letting the water from heaven flow, we try to put that water in ourselves. And a lot of times we don't even use the right stuff. I know sometimes it's like when I was younger, my mom was like, oh, well, you need to drink some milk because that's good for your bones. But can you imagine trying to water a field with milk? Like that's a terrible idea. We can even be like, oh, like Gatorade has electrolytes in it. So I'm going to put Gatorade on this like flower bed. It's not how that works. But in our own human mind, sometimes we can think like that. We're like, well, oh, I'm smart. I know these things. I know these facts. I've seen this work somewhere else. So I don't need to ask the Lord. I don't need to like hear what he has to say because he's already taught me how to do this. And in some cases, that's true when we say, like, he's already taught me, but I think a lot of times we have that mindset without that being true. That we're like, well, I've seen this work in a different area, so I know that Jesus is going to do the same thing. But so frequently, if we would just ask him, we would just take some time, he would, one, affirm that decision, and then we can have peace knowing that this is his plan and not ours. Or he's going to tell us exactly what to do. And frequently, he's going to say, just wait, because I have living water that's coming to that place already. And you don't need to fight for it with less than ideal tools or resources. So what are those places in your life that you aren't allowing the life-giving water of heaven to flood and bring newness, but instead you're trying to do it yourself? Where are the areas that we see the life-giving water coming, but we still want to do something else because it's taking too long, we think? What are areas of our life that we feel like we need to have control over instead of allowing God to have control of them? This is never easy, but this is a place where we have to go and allow Him to be the Lord of our life. This has been a scripture reflection on Ezekiel 47. My name is Anthony Schmelzer. To learn more about Damascus, you can visit us at damascus.net. Bye.